半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened down 50 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,713 on turnover of 4.5 billion NT. The market closed slightly lower on Wednesday after moving in a narrow range throughout the session. Investors were waiting for the release of key U.S. inflation data. The Wild Bird Society of Geelong has confirmed that a type of aquatic firefly discovered in the city is a new species. According to the society, the new species was discovered while its members were working on a project focusing on firefly ecology and rehabilitation. The project began in 2022 and was commissioned by the Geelong City Government. The society says the fireflies were first spotted in Geelong's Nuan Nuan district in the first year of the project. They were confirmed to be part of a new species with the help of a firefly expert and a faculty member at the National Museum of Natural Science. It is the fourth aquatic firefly species discovered in Taiwan. The species has been temporarily named Bay Miao Firefly. This is because it was discovered in northern Taiwan and flies at canopy height. In international news, Iran is primed to launch significant missile or drone strikes against Israeli government and military facilities. That's according to U.S. President Joe Biden. He gave the warning at a press conference on Wednesday alongside Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House, where Benji Heyer reports.
President Biden insists the United States will do whatever it can to protect its ally.
As I told Prime Minister Netanyahu, our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Let me say it again, ironclad.
Such a move by the Islamic Republic or its aligned militia groups in the region would likely escalate the ongoing Middle East conflict. Israel's vowing to fire back at Iranian soil if hit. Just hours before Joe Biden's statement, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei reiterated his promise to retaliate following a deadly blast on Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital of Damascus last week. It killed senior Iranian military officials, and Iran blames Israel for the attack. Benji Haya, Washington.
Guatemala's president has issued a natural disaster declaration. 44 forest fires continue to burn across the Central American country. President Bernardo Arevalo made the announcement on Wednesday and said that 80% of the fires were started by people. Authorities canceled classes across three central provinces to protect students from the prevailing smoke. One of the largest fires is near a suburb of Guatemala City, the capital. The president's declaration now frees up funding for firefighting efforts. And Reporters Without Borders says its representative was denied entry into Hong Kong. RSF says its Taipei-based staffer, Alexandra Bielakowska, was stopped at a Hong Kong airport on Wednesday by immigration officers earlier in the day. She was detained, questioned, and had her belongings searched three times before she was denied entry into Hong Kong. RSF says this marks a new decline in the already poor press freedom climate in the territory. Bielakowska was to meet with journalists and attend the trial of Jimmy Lai. The media tycoon and founder of the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper is currently facing national security charges. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.